to finally get it done?
Yeah, look, obviously, really good feeling yesterday. So, really happy to be here for the next 5 years. Kind of really grown to love the club over the past, even years before I was here. Obviously, coming to watch Ed over the couple of years where I wasn't here. So, really enjoyed watching the team and really keen to see what the future holds here. So, obviously, exciting times.
You're more comfortable with the fact that it is a long term deal. You got that security now.
Look, obviously, yeah, there is that side of things. I'm sure everyone loves to have a long-term deal as such. So, but I was just pretty really, really certain in the decision I was making. It was a pretty easy one. It's great people down at the club, and I love coming to work every day. Got one of the best jobs in the world, and I'm extremely lucky, so, yeah.
Despite the season you're having, I mean, you obviously think the club's going in the right direction.
Yeah, obviously, look, I wouldn't have signed for another 5 years if I didn't think that was the case, and we haven't had the results that we would like as such when we're not showing as much effort as we probably need to at times, and it's been a bit up and down throughout the season, but we're working in progress, so we're kind of making a few really big steps this year, I feel, but still got a long way to go, and yeah, it's going to be a good couple of years to come.
Charlie, a lot of players your age now, the younger players, they'd like to look at their options a bit, maybe let their contracts run down. Is loyalty something that's important to you, or being your one player?
Look, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really experienced this much before. Obviously, having the brother here helps a lot. Meeting a lot of the people before I've come to the club, and just growing a lot of relationships around the club obviously helps a lot, making the decision a lot easier. Everyone here at the club, like from the coaching staff to the younger boys that have only just started rocking up through the doors, everyone's been really good friends of mine, and it's something that I would find very hard to leave. So it was a pretty easy decision in the end to be pretty loyal to the club, and it's got great history, and yeah, I look forward to making hopefully some history here with a really good group of boys.
Did you have a chat to Ed about the decision?
Did he
give you any insight?
Yeah, look, I was speaking to him a fair bit throughout the process. He's, you know, obviously someone really good to talk to about it. He's never really had a 5-year deal as me. He started on a rookie list, so I like all pros to him. He's worked really hard for his career, and I feel really lucky to get an opportunity like this, and so it's really good for the family. Everyone's pretty excited, and he was pretty good advice. Yeah. No, he's done very well. He's done better than me so far. So, yeah.
Does the fact that the group is so young and you've got this long term deal now, are you excited to sort of lead these young boys into the future?
Yeah, really excited. So it's going to be a good couple of years coming up. There's a lot of guys around the same age as me, like Marchbank, Savani, Wietering. Those boys are all pretty keen to, you know, start pushing forward and making a bit more of an impact to the club, and the next couple of years is going to be a certain time for that, so it's going to be really exciting, and the boys are keen as to kind of get moving on, and once this season's done and we learn a lot from it, obviously it hasn't been going the way we wanted to, but there's a lot to take from it, and we're going to be able to take what we learned from this year into next season and hopefully have a bigger impact.
Hoping that Paddy follows suit and signs on long term as well. So
Paddy. Yeah, look, I think he's in the process of talking also, so everyone loves him down here, and I'm pretty sure he's pretty comfortable, and I don't think he's going anywhere, so.